been 1 year with so many things that have been going on. And this morning, I just wish to share with us very briefly a message of hope, which I've entitled Hope for the New Year. Hope is that feeling of expectation or desire for a particular thing to happen. More often than not, our hope is influenced by our experience. In the course of 2016, we've experienced various things as individuals, as a community, as a church, the entire country, and the world. And consequently, all these things will influence our hope for 2017. In the early hours of this morning, when David was sharing with us at St. Peter's, the New Year's Eve, and quoting from the poem, The Gate of the Ear, and the prayer thereof, when we are all encouraged to place our lives into the hands of God, for it is better than any known way in which we walk in and on. Sorry. I found that assurance from that poem in the early hours of today quite reassuring for my life. Just when I got into the house and I decided to check on what's happening with the new year, and I had the devastating news of what happened in Istanbul. And I couldn't hold myself to think, just walking from the church and receiving such devastating news of people perishing while ushering in the new year. I believe 2016 has been a mixture of all these surprises, good and bad. And just to mention, there are a few that caught my mind in the course of 2016. A few things that surprised me and could as well have surprised you in the course of the year. I'm a keen follower of the Premier League. And Leicester having won the Premier League was something that was a great surprise for me. When the Prime Minister resigned after the Brexit, that was also a great surprise for me. A few months ago, when the doctors were on strike, I will not say I was surprised, but rather devastated by some of the effects of that. But there were also other good things that happened in the course of 2016. Obviously, we had the Olympics. And all members of the team, GB, and all the medals that they got. And crowning it all with some of them getting the knighthood. Can I forget to mention about the Euros? I'm even afraid to mention of our dismal performance as England. And that Wales went farther than we would have even expected. It was obviously the 90th birthday for the Queen. And so sad that she had to miss this year Christmas service and as well as today New Year service. We can only wish her all the best. 2016 was also the year of Jubilee in Italy, the year of mercy. But I'm also caught, as a few things also came into my attention, the American people having done their election and the outcome of it all, ourselves having voted for Brexit. A few people also left this world. I'm reminded of Joe Cox, one of the MPs. I'm reminded of the various shootings that happened in France, America, and other parts of this world. I'm reminded of the human suffering in Syria, especially in the city of Aleppo. So many people that perished, running away from civil strife and drowning in the ocean. As if that was not enough, we had our series of floods here and there in London, and even in our own area of Bree High Street. These and other things that have happened in the course of 2016 will definitely influence our hope of the things to happen in 2017. As I was thinking about this today and this morning, and reflecting on the gospel reading that Richard has read to us this morning, I couldn't find no other words to paraphrase this better than this. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you eat, drink, or about your body, what you wear. Is not life more worth than food, and the body worth more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or even store in the barn. Yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are we not much more valuable than them? Can any one of us, by worrying, add a single hour to our life? Brothers and sisters, I'm quite optimistic that 2017 will bring good tidings for each and every one of us. Because the gospel reading has encouraged me that even if I worry, each and every day has enough of its own worries. The economy could be spreading doom to us, and all other things in the political realm could not be what we ever expected. But you know what? In all these things, God glorifies himself. He shows us how weak our strength is, unless we are all hopeful in his goodness. I hope that we will carry on this ritual faith that we got, and that through this faith, the hope for new year, the hope for good tidings, the hope for political stability in the world will be established. The hope for our thriving family relations, the hope for the church standing for the truth and speaking not in fear or favor shall be established. May the Lord see us through in the course of this year, and may we commit our plans to him, for he knows what is best for us. That doesn't mean that we shouldn't plan or even look and to other things about the future. We plan and commit all our plans to him. I take this Aries opportunity to wish us all God's richest blessings in this year 2017. And may he renew our hope every day, as each and every day carries its own cares and worries. Amen.